Baltimore Ravens roster is loaded, folks.
Oh, but why do you come in with loser? Is there something behind this show? You come in with loser talking about the Ravens?
No, he's just coming in loser because he doesn't know how anybody's married to you.
Oh.
Loser.
Sorry. That's true.
Oh,
man. I must tell some really good jokes at home. Joe's in there shaking his
absolutely.
Head.
Absolutely.
So, their roster is pretty loaded, Ed. I challenge you to find me some holes in the roster now.
Tough. It really is. It's actually really tough to find holes in the roster. I think they did a really good job at filling. Top to bottom. I think you look at the guys they drafted. I think they fell into a gold mine with Green. So I just think I never expected that, given, I was reading about it. I said, they'll never pick this guy up. He's the best pass rusher in the draft. And that was a need. And then you talk about, safety was a need. You got one of the best safeties in the draft. And then look at the depth they have. They picked up, four offensive linemen, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway, to what they already had, Jeremy, find some holes in the roster.
If I were going to be honest about this and look at it, I like what they've done at every position. I still have questions about pass rush until we see what it looks like. But Ed pointed it out, I don't know if it was last week or yesterday, talking about we always say this, and then they lead the league in sacks or they're in the top five or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I do think the scheme works out. The one thing I would question is,
how much you think Pagano helps that?
Well, I think if he can
Sagano's
control,
more help.
If he's got all of his pitches, I think Pagano... son of a bitch, man. I can't even believe that's where I heard Sagano. I'm just, whatever. All right, so.
I wonder what the encore is going to be today.
Shut up, Ed. I got to live through that again. No, but in all seriousness, I would talk about the special teams a little bit. They drafted a new kick returner. We have to see him. And we don't know what the kicker is going to look like just yet. I mean, if it is Loop, it's still a question mark. If it's Tucker, I'm shocked, I still think Tucker's the best kicker in the league, even after all this stuff has gone on. I think he's going to figure it out and get back to where he was, but I don't think it should be here.
I don't think he's the best kicker in the league anymore.
I think the off-the-field issues got to him last year. And again, but maybe this is something...
I think Father Time has proven once again that he's undefeated.
I don't know about that with him, but like...
I think he's still really good. And listen, if you needed a field goal to win the game, I'm not thinking, I don't want Tucker to line up, because he's still really, really good, but he's not as good as he once was.
But, and again, to your point, though, sometimes this does factor into the future of him, because Deshaun Watson was an amazing quarterback before those allegations.
And then?
What happened? He sucks, man. Yeah. He is awful. And now he's got an Achilles injury, and they're all happy about it, because they get to look at everybody else and not have to deal with this, and... You bide your time to get rid of that stupid-ass contract that Barry signed him to.
Yeah.
Can't believe a local kid did that, man. Give that man all that money. He's from Bel Air.
He ain't from Baltimore. Bel Air. Let the Bel Air people worry about that.
You know how it works. Everybody in Maryland's from Baltimore. That's what they say, because they're close.
I was in college. A guy named Chris Williamson. He's my boy. He's my dude. He was from Milford Mill area.
Mm-hmm.
So... I was just busting his chops one day. All the guys were like, yeah, all you Baltimore boys here, you and Chris. Man, Chris ain't from Baltimore. He's from Milford Mill. And he looked at me like,
dude,
how could you?
Yeah, come on.
Dude, I think I feel. People say they're from New York City. They're from New Jersey. It's another state.
Well, you still got to watch your teams play there, so shut up.
Yeah, I know.
I never had to go to Milford Mill to watch the Ravens. Never had to do that.
Oh,
but, Jeremy,
man.
Let's go back to the whole Pagano-Sagano thing,
mm-hmm.
Okay? You know how petty I am.
Mm-hmm.
Do you honestly think I would have let that guy ask a baseball question without redirecting him?
No, I don't. Again, you looked at me, and I'm like, he just said Sagano, so I started with, and then Rob gets this. Do you remember the kid that put his hand on his chest, and he's looking sideways, like, what was that? That's how Rob was looking at me, like, you know you don't mess up, right? What are you doing right now? And then I see him talking to Joe, and I'm like, what did I do?
And I could have bailed you out, but it's so much fun just watching you drown.
Hey, man, I don't
it's
mind.
Just, I love it, man. It's just when you drown.
Just scoop me out of the water when I'm done.
Do you treat
me like I'm in the Inner Harbor.
Do you think we have a chance, we being the Ravens, at having a top five both offense and defense next year?
Did you see the group chat?
Yes.
Joe did a mashup of Chuck Pagano and Sagano. And so it's Pagano's face on Sagano's body.
Talking about Pagano.
Boy,
that was quick.
Remember when Joe used to be one of the focused ones?
Yeah,
corrupt everybody now.
But to answer your question, yes, I think they could be top five in both categories in offense and defense. I think they made some great. Look, I know one edge rusher doesn't, you know, give you a huge pass rush, but they've been doing it with no edge rushers, essentially. I mean, Vannoy's been a pleasant surprise, but he's getting older, and his contract's expiring. But I think Green is the best pass rusher in the draft. And
you liked him the best? I mean, I still think Abdul Carter's
the
guy.
Yeah, I think
guy.
Number two, yeah.
Carter, well, yeah, he went, what was he, number three in the draft or whatever? Yeah. So, yeah. But I'm still, I mean, the best available for us.
No, but I'm saying, like, there's nothing wrong with even saying that.
I think some people may debate that. I wasn't going to correct you. I agree. I think it's Carter, but I think there are some people that would debate between Carter and Green.
You talked
about it. I think it's a legitimate debate.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Kevin Cusack loved him.
I think the only thing not to like about him is the off-the-field stuff. If you watch him on film, you're going, this guy's good. Some people could question the level of competition you're playing at Marshall, but I think we're well past that. You can watch these guys on film and say, okay, I really like this. Let's see how it equates to the NFL level and if he can play here. Mm-hmm. But you even talked about depth. They got depth at the coaching staff, too. I mean, getting all these different guys, getting Sagano on the defensive side, you know, and adding in some other pieces, Rob. No?
I'm gonna let that go.
His sinker is a split finger fastball. If he gets direct defense like he could throw that sinking fastball or that split finger, he'd be all right.
Cedric Mullins playing safety or center field, however you want to call it.